Eleanor laughed, but then cut it off when she thought of something. I wonder what she'll say her mother does. I couldn't answer that, so I changed the subject. I love how her view of the world is uncluttered by deeper meanings, I said as I looked at the picture again. It is so innocent, you know?
I know, I love that too. But I can understand if you don't want her thinking you're out there literally wrestling with demons. Why didn't you explain it to her?
I shook my head and thought of a story. When I was a kid, and I was still with my mother, there was this time that she had a car, a two-tone Plymouth Belvedere with push-button automatic transmission. I think her lawyer gave it to her to use or something, for a couple of years. Anyway, she suddenly decided she wanted to go cross-country on a vacation. So we packed the car and just took off, her and me. Anyway, somewhere in the south, I don't remember where, we stopped for gas, and there were two water fountains on the side of this service station. There were signs, you know. One said white, and the other said colored. And I just sort of went up to the one marked colored because I wanted to see what color the water was. Before I got to it, my mom yanked me back and sort of explained things to me. I remembered that and sort of wished she'd just let me see the water and didn't explain anything. Eleanor smiled at the story.
How old were you?
I don't know. About 8. She stood up then and came over to me. She kissed me on the cheek, and I let her. I put my arm loosely around her waist.
Good luck with your demons, Harry.
Yeah.
If you ever change your mind about things, I'm here. We're here.
I nodded. She's going to change your mind, Eleanor. You wait and see. She smiled, but in a sad way, and gently caressed my chin with her hand.
Will you make sure the door's locked when you leave?
Always. I let go of her and watched her walk out of the kitchen. I then looked down at the drawing of the man fighting his demon. In the picture, my daughter had put a smile on my face.